Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Celebrating 50 years in business. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Check, 1, 2.
Check.
Beep, beep, beep,
beep. Oh, my God, it's early. All right,
folks. Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Morning Mayhem starts now with David Basil.
Here.
Present.
And Justin Moore.
The Sheepy.
Oakland Racing Casino Resort Studio. Oakland, Arkansas's only casino resort.
Double R. What's up, Outlaw?
Nothing to be brother.
No. From the office of your favorite president, good morning to all of the 609ers, Los Angeles.
All right, you 609ers, you know what to do. You got to move it, move it, move it. That means you too, Double R, Trey Chap. Let's go.
Hit that cargo net. Move it, move it, move it.
All right, Double R, we need a good Los Angeles. We need a good Los Angeles.
Calm down and listen to me. Nobody's saying you can't own a gun. Nobody's even saying you can't carry a gun. All we're saying is you can't carry a gun in town.
Roger, that's Double R doing the bro call there.
What an asset you are to our show.
Thank you. All right, here we go, Double R.
Los Angeles.
Man, I don't know what I do with it. Tell me what to do. Man, I don't know what to do.
Well, let's go to the phones and talk to Rainwater. What up, Double R?
What's that bulge in his pocket?
Maybe it's some more of that shrimp from Shap. I don't know.
That's his coffee. I think it's straightening up my curls.
We're working on a T-bone steak.
I like hearty fine over here going to see.
13 minutes
he was number. Alright, one more time, Double R. One more time.
Hey,
Here we go. Los Angeles.
Bonjour from Normandy, France. Welcome back to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore. Woo, Pig Suey.
One more country, Raj.
Good morning from London, England. Welcome to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Whooping Suey, Los Angeles.
Strength and honor.
All right. Good morning, everybody. It is 7-11 here in Tampa, Florida, Eastern time. It's exactly right there, Raji Dodge. We are coming to you live from the SEC Media Days on Radio Row here. Only a few shows. Matter of fact, Trey, I'm looking. There's only like one other show that's, I don't know if I've ever seen so few shows that are broadcasting. It seemed to be a little bit lower than that.
Yeah, three or four right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. But we are here for day two. Yesterday, you had a full
day. Did they not start broadcasting at 7 Central?
I know. I don't know what the deal is. Roger, yesterday you had four coaches. You had Will Stein from Kentucky, Josh Heupel, Tennessee, Missouri's Eli Drinkwitz, and Oklahoma's Brent Venables. Then you had Greg Sankey with a 50-minute speech, by the way, Raj. That's how long it was.
Yeah, I know. I read that.
That's without Q&A. That's not even that. That's without Q&A. We'll get him on tomorrow.
That's right.
We'll have to have it. We'll have our music ready for him to do a little.
Now, didn't Rick Schaefer have him on his show yesterday?
Double R, did you have a? You had the commission.
Rick Schaefer had him on his show yesterday.
I'm so glad Rick did an outstanding job.
I got that, Roger.
Rick did it.
I thought I saw that. Heard that.
Yeah, is that good, Randy?
That's yeah, okay. I got it.
Hey, how you doing, Double R? Great here.
What's up, buddy?
He's up again. Had a 14-hour day yesterday. He and Trey did. They're back again. They could be sleeping in.
Someone took a nap yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, well, like two nights in a row, I've got to bed at 2:30 like an idiot, too. That's
ridiculous
stupid.
Out there.
You don't know what sleep means.
You don't today, have a storm anymore, so you got to be feeling relaxed, right?
Yes, it's all good. Today, Roger, we've got Georgia coach Kirby Smart. You got Auburn coach Alex Golish, which is Trey's good buddy.
Matter of fact, he's
right here listening to you.
He's going to be right next to us at the Auburn Network. So that'll be the first time that Trey's had a chance to see him.
No, I saw him in Destin.
But talk to him.
I haven't talked to him. Yeah.
Hey, buddy Alex, come over here.
What in the world?
Double R. He's feeling feisty today.
Sure,
so you got Golish Smart, and you got Clark Lee at Vandy, and South Carolina coach Shane Beamer. So those will be your four coaches today. We'll have John Daly on, as always, on Tuesday. May have a special surprise appearance by him Thursday. We will see. But we'll be by phone today. And Rick Schaefer, again, I think, Randy,
big fan.
With the passing of Jim Lindsay today, I think Rick is today's perfect to have.
No doubt.
I even thought about Roger trying to maybe get Houston Nutt on the phone just because, Houston was around him. And he was.
Listen, that's two greats in a couple of weeks.
It sure was. Oh, my gosh, running back.
Bill Burnett.
Burnett.
Number 33.
Yeah, Roger, you're exactly right. Two different teams, yes, but two yes, great yes. teams. And but Jim Lindsay was the team captain, one of the team captains on that 64 national championship. And he was, for me, Randy, what I remember when I got up there, all I knew, again, I didn't really know much about the history of the Razorbacks, being from Florida. I just heard there was a guy named Jim Lindsay who played for that championship team, who was a very good businessman and had bought up the land out there by the mall. That's all I knew, is that he'd taken his money. And, of course, Switzer was quoted in the Democrat Gazette today talking about that. Very wise investment with his NFL earnings, and became a major player in the real estate market, apartments, golf courses, Lindsay Management, Lindsay Properties. Son Lindy Lindsay was a football player, tied in the late 80s. His grandson was not recruited, not signed by Arkansas. He's ended up starting at Minnesota now. But and he had been, Roger, I don't know if you knew, but he'd been battling not Alzheimer's. What
I did
is
not
it?
Know, dementia. No, huh?
Yeah, well, I guess some dementia things, but also I would heard that there were some physical challenges, and he's had them for quite some time. So I thought he was going to pass years ago. So he fought and he hung
81
around.
81 years of age.
81 hung around a long time. Now you really think about it, not the guys on that team. They're not as many now as there were. Coach Hatfield's still here. Barry Switzer, the coach. is still here. And but like as you mentioned, Lindsey, that was, of course, you remember Roger and Randy on the game against Nebraska. I think he made a key reception there on that last drive. You know, Freddie Marshall made the great run on third down, and I think Lindsey caught the pass. And I didn't know, Roger, that he had such a long career with the Vikings. I think
I
7 years.
I did not know that.
Yeah, played in the Super Bowl, too.
It was really close to Bud Grant.
Yeah. And played in the 69 Super Bowl, which I, again, for whatever reason, did not.
Not talked about a lot in circles that we travel in, is it?
No. That's just, it's older and, you know, it's such is the way it is. Randy, a couple other things. We were talking before the show. Ryder Helfrich signs yesterday. Nice little, you know, he was the number 15 pick. Nice little deal. $5,241,000. So I don't know if that means, is that the signing bonus?
That is the signing bonus.
So what is his, I never saw the complete package. What do you see what the.
Well, he'll go on a minor league contract.
But that's the signing bonus is where you make your money.
Oh, yeah. That, and if you can ever make, I mean, even now, I think at AAA, it's up to like $75,000 a year. So, I mean, you better take care of your money when you get this bonus, not go out and buy, you know, three or four houses, whatever it may be, but or a bunch of cars. But, I mean, the big payday is the major leagues. That's where you're going to make your money if you can get there. I think the minimum now is almost $1 million.
Yeah, I would think so, too. Roger, a lot of activities going on last night. You know, Roger and, I mean, Double R and Trey worked till 7. Then we all went out and had dinner together.
8.
The boys hung out. What did you get? I'm trying to think what it was.
Seafood risotto.
It was a church, Roger, that had been converted into a restaurant.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, what'd you have, Double R?
I had corn on the cob.
Yes.
Street corn.
And, yeah, boy, it was good.
I can't even remember what I had last night. It all runs together. Wow. I can't even remember.
You had that shrimp.
Oh, that's right. I did. I had.
You couldn't pronounce the first name. None of us could.
Barachi. Roger, I've been trying to. Thank you. I've been trying to hang tough on my diet.
Yeah. It's tough to do on the road.
I'm trying to eat perfect.
Yeah.
And yeah, you're trying to be like Double R.
I had a wedge salad. That was very good.
That's what you had. And so tonight, we're going to be the guest of Bill Vickery at a very nice restaurant called the Meat Market, Rog.
I thought that was D's.
By the way.
Club
D's was
cold cuts there.
Club D's was quiet last night.
Apparently they have trivia tonight.
It was quiet.
They got trivia. Well, put in a good word for me. I'm looking for a Tuesday night trivia.
You know, I've always wondered, I thought about, well, me and Double R, me and Trey ought to walk over there just for the heck of it.
No, we shouldn't.
I don't know afraid of. I don't know what you're afraid of.
I'll be doing Facebook Live on you in that door.
It's two drink minimum. Like, that's an issue. Just get in there and see what's up. Listen, you live once.
The other thing,
you can have my two drinks, Baz, while you're in there.
Oh, wow.
We are on the canals, as we mentioned yesterday. Beautiful morning this morning. The humidity, Roger. The Gulf waters, you sort of smell, you feel it.
Oh yeah.
It's just a different deal down here.
Well, it's 110 here, feeling over a buck and a half.
Pretty bad, huh?
Oh, pretty bad. I actually had a buddy of mine, Jeff Owens. You may know him. His wife, Brandy, is a big wig with the Sport Clips. He said that Todd Yacobian had told everybody to check on the elderly, so he called me yesterday to check on me, you sucker. But, dude, it was extremely hot out there, and we had a quick rain burst, and I tell you what, 30 minutes later, you couldn't tell that it happened. It had already dried up.
Yeah, it's 110 degrees, man. That's what you said, the heat index 110? Ooh, that's scary.
That's
so, yeah, it really is.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do. You can't do nothing about it.
We'll obviously continue to talk about all the coaches that will come in today. If you look at the record of Kirby Smart, Randy, it's just disgustingly good. I mean, obviously, double-digit wins every year, 12, 13, 14, 13, 14. It's a wealth of riches that they have at Georgia, both with the players and their coaches. So he'll be the star today, I would think, of this day. Of course, don't forget the Razorbacks will be here Thursday, Roger Dodge, and we're going to get both Ryan Silverfield and Quincy Rhodes. Thanks to Trey for doing that and talking to all the folks. You guys,
we're going to get to actually talk to them tomorrow.
Oh,
when
right,
they arrive tomorrow afternoon. And then, you will have Coach Silverfield live on the show and Quincy Rhodes before they make their rounds. And then you'll be able to carry some of Coach Silverfield live at the end of the show on Thursday before you have to sprint out of here to the airport.
Later on the show, we'll talk about, in addition to John Daly and Rick Schaefer, we've got to put a little family feud in with Chuck Gatlin. A couple of interesting birthdays we'll get
what
to.
What time is that?
8:30.
Love Family Feud.
Yeah, 8:30. Ernest Hemingway, Raj, birthday today. We'll talk a little bit about him and the Cuba connection. Don Knotts, one of our favorite actors of all time, from the Andy Griffith shows, has got a birthday today. Cat Stevens, talking about music.
Yusuf Islam.
Yes, look at you. That is what Christian does, Trey.
What he brings to the table.
Hey, I hear it. That's he doesn't sing anymore, though.
What an asset you are to our show.
It's just telling you right now.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. This thing, Roger, yesterday I was also throughout the day working on Touchdown Club lineup guests. I secured another pretty big name. So it's
another whale.
It's starting to come together slowly but surely. Last night at 2 o'clock in the morning,
I was
laying out my graphics for photos.
Yeah.
There's still the big one out there. There's still the Moby Dick is out there. It's a big one. It's a big one. So I may have to wait till
I thought you already got that one.
We've got a big one. I got a big one, but this one's
even
bigger.
There's one bigger than the one that Jessica knows about?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just checking.
Oh, you haven't even told Jessica.
Jessica knows some of them.
She knows one of them.
She had to because he
forced her to have to send her some information.
Yeah, that's right. I had to divulge. I didn't want to do that. Right. But anyway, we make the announcement August 13th. Right.
So you had the director of the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders last year. Do you actually bring a Dallas Cowboy Cheerleader to the Touchdown Club this year?
I don't know what that would be.
Because there is one that made the team from Arkansas.
I know. I saw that. You hear something funny about that? Of course, I've become friends with Kelly Finkglass, the director.
Oh, you have?
Well, yeah. And so we're down there doing the Cliff Harris Award presentation.
Last week?
Yeah, to three winners from Division II, Division III, NAI. It has their big $3,000 trophies. Each one of them get their trophy. So I said, wouldn't it be cool because the Jones family, oh, wow, they're doing a row.
Isn't that cool?
Rowers. Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Oh, look at that. I thought it would be cool, Randy and Trey, to get cheerleaders on each side of the winners for a photo op. That would be cool. And
how much did that cost?
Take a guess. take a guess.
$3,000.
$6,000. So, and I told her, I said, listen.
But you could have been in the video of that show. You could have had them.
Well, they had already, I think.
Filming?
I think they had already. As a matter of fact, I think they were picking the final cut. But anyway, I told Kelly, I said, if this was a Touchdown Club meeting where we had them for an hour and could do pictures and all that, it would be worth it. But for 5 minutes of photos, it wasn't worth it. But anyway, yes.
Roger and I would have done it for half that price.
Well, absolutely. And if he was single, he would have done it, but he's not.
So the Touchdown Club march continues. You know, Ryan Silverfield will be the first speaker. That will be the week before the first game.
Still no comment on whether Hunter's going to come or not yet.
Yeah, do not know yet. Yeah, we'll,
how long are you going to give him?
We'll get pretty close. It's getting pretty close to where I will get the answer.
You know, Michigan, speaking of Hunter, and just reading where Michigan's AD is stepping down after a year. Did you guys see that?
And
what has he done in the last few years? There's a national championship under his belt in football and basketball.
Mm. Well, that's part of the reason why he's having to step down, too.
Well, still.
It's because of how they got that national title. Oh, right. But he's got one.
How'd they get it? Listen, have they taken it away from Michigan?
No, okay. They haven't. That's the thing.
Okay. Then they've got a national championship in football and basketball under that guy. And what do we got? Two words. Jack squat!
Christian, it's our normal Tuesday today. We are going to have the first ever female president of the College Football Hall of Fame. She's going to come by here. If you haven't been to the College Football Hall of Fame in Atlanta, it is the only Hall of Fame dedicated to college football. It's spectacular. That was another thing, Roger, yesterday. You know, Randy, it was funny listening to Roger and everybody trying to keep up with Sankey. Because it got a little, you know, it's a lot. And so
Wally talked about it.
What did he say? What did he say?
Well, that it was 50 minutes long, or maybe the article, not Wally, but the centerfold of the paper.
If Roger blacked out, Roger said he blacked out at some point.
I blacked out. I see some headline about him talking about the SEC succeeding from the NCAA.
He said those discussions have been out there. He wasn't the only one, I'm sure.
They've been talking about it for several years now, and it's a topic that comes up in Destin, and then it comes up here. It's something that the presidents and chancellors have to decide if they want to just, hey, let's just play in conference competition and do our own thing.
Yeah. Well, the other thing I thought was really amazing, I don't know if we had the clip or not, when he goes, all right, let me throw some numbers at you. He said,
that clip is back there.
Yeah. Do we have the clip on that where he talks about the attendance figures or more? Is the most
80,000
the most
average
attended per game average
sport.
In the world.
Sport league.
In the world.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the nobody averages 80,000.
We'll see if it sounds fine out of the booth here.
Our football programs draw an average of 80,000 fans per game. That's our average number. And this was the stat of my summer. That's the highest average attendance for any sport league in the world. And we're national leaders in attendance in just about every other sport sponsored by the Southeastern Conference. Across every measure, interest in our league continues to grow.
Yeah, that is an impressive number, 80,000. Someone says here, Chase does, that Randy and Trey's interview with Greg Sankey was better than his press conference yesterday. he's more
personal. Rick's interview with Greg Sankey,
Rick,
right?
Yeah,
Rick's interview, Roger?
All I said, Rick's on the show.
Yeah, Rick. No, Rick did. I mean, he did all the interviews.
Rick didn't make it down. Listen, I don't think anybody from Northwest Arkansas's powerhouse stations made it down. I don't see. Is Bo and Chuck there?
They are not here.
Wow.
Also, someone says we lost Bobby Crockett a few weeks back. Is that right? Double R, the great Bobby Crockett. I don't know. Someone says that. I do not know that.
Number 88.
661-1037. Someone said the actual forecast for heat index today in Arkansas is 116.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know if that's true or not. Or what
that's not doing. A dry heat.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break here. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. Glad you're with us. The second day of SEC Media Days. We turn the corner here after this, and it's. I mean, we're only a matter of a few weeks from.
We're 25% done.
Yeah.
After today, 50%.
Yeah, I'm just talking about football practice will be starting soon.
Yeah, you're right.
Do they ever stop? Yeah, that probably
do
not.
They ever stop?
A little.
Isn't that something about you just finished last year's college football with the Cliff Harris Award presentation last week, and now football started. You're almost like. I don't know. It's almost like you're the NBA.
Roger, you should have seen him yesterday, though. He's working on that touchdown club. He's downstairs in the lobby. He's finding a place. He's on the phone. He's making calls. He's on his computer. He's typing. He's
got to get
that keyboard.
Somebody's got to do it. He's got
that keyboard was smoking yesterday.
It's tied at David's hip.
I know. It's a darn computer. It's disgusting.
You need to charge it. Why don't you get your power cord out during the break so we can power that thing back up.
Raj knows. Raj knows. Yeah. All right, don't go away. 7:30 here, Morning Mayhem.
Look at her. She's a bad mamma jamma. Just as fine as she can be. Hey, she's a bad mamma jamma. Just as fine as she can be.
David and Roger are hitting the road this summer, celebrating the Morning Mayhem Summer of Adventure presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs. Keep it on the buzz to find out where they're heading next.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas basketball scheduled another marquee matchup for the 2026-2027 season yesterday. They'll play Indiana at Madison Square Garden on November 17th as part of the Bad Boy Mower Series. The Razorbacks have played the Hoosiers 5 times previously with a 3-2 record. Indiana joins North Carolina, Michigan State, and Arizona as other big-time non-conference matchups so far. SEC Media Days continue today with Georgia, Auburn, Vanderbilt, and South Carolina taking the main stage. Stay tuned to the buzz for updates. Coverage is brought to you thanks to First Security Bank, Kaufman by Design, Blackman Auctions, UAMS, Bet Saracen, and the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery. And the Arkansas Travelers return to action against the Tulsa Drillers at Dickey Stevens Park tonight with first pitch set for 6:35. Coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Are you still on the sidelines? Then it's time you suit up and get in the game. Download Arkansas's favorite sports wagering app, Bet Saracen, today.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Extreme hot weather again today. Little Rock expecting a high of 102. Heat index value easily over 110 this afternoon. Stay safe, stay cool, stay inside, and stay drinking water as well for today. Tonight, a 20% chance of a shower thunderstorm as the cool front moves through. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Join 103.7 The Buzz as First Security Bank presents coverage of the 2026 SEC Media Days. Baz, Trey, and Randy Rainwater will be in Tampa with the latest news, interviews, and highlights. Brought to you in part by Kaufman by Design West, Blackman Auctions, UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine, Arkansas Scholarship Lottery, and Bet Saracen. And be sure to watch 103.7 The Buzz social media for live videos, pictures, and much more. 103.7 The Buzz, live from SEC Media Days, presented by First Security Bank. Bank better.
Give me liberty or give me a historically low auto loan rate from Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union. Hey, folks, founding father. Well, at least founding father to Eric, Zach, and Meredith anyway. Here to remind you about the historic auto loan rates offered this summer from my friends at Alcoa. From now until the end of August, you can get rates as low as 1.776% on 2024, 25, and 26 year models. Doesn't matter if it's brand new or if you want to refinance the ride you already have. These year models qualify for this great offer. Not only do you get a historic rate, you can take the summer off from making a car payment with no payments for 90 days. Do you need more time to pay or a lower payment? Alcoa's got you covered there with financing available up to 84 months. Take it from me, founding father Roger Scott. This is a limited time offer and you do not want to miss this opportunity. You can apply securely online, visit one of the branches, or just give them a call to get started. Celebrate America's 250th anniversary with this historic offer from Alcoa. Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union, serving 15 counties in Central Arkansas.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH when you think ortho. Think UAMS.
Oaklawn is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes four-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar. All before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Catch the Buzz's ticker on our social media platforms presented by Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
You're listening to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Christian Weaver, and Justin Moore.
Oh yeah.
Hey, do we have JM today?
Yeah, I just got through telling Randy. Yeah, we're expecting Justin Moore today.
And what about Johnny Daly? Is he still coming on Thursday with you?
Yeah, he's going to come by most likely Thursday, but he's still going to call today. We'll do his regular spot. We'll have Chuck Gatlin on. We'll have the president of the College Football Hall of Fame. Right. A couple other things, too, Roger. I got to play some Family Feud brought to you by Southern Bank. You need to ask, it's National Junk Food Day. Yeah. Roger and Christian, what is your go-to junk food? I know what Rogers is lately.
Blueberries.
Oh no, it's not. It's those crackers, man. Those Ritz crackers.
Sinful.
What about you, Christian?
Yeah, I'd probably go cookies, like Chips Ahoy or something, or Oreos.
Yeah. Is it good to have junk food? Is it good that we have it? Double R, what was your junk food again?
Yeah. M&M's, baby. M&M peanuts.
Yeah, he said that's definitely his. And Trey went to a restaurant in Texas. Where'd you go, Trey?
I went to Snuffer's Cheddar Fries.
What? That is your junk food is a restaurant.
It's junk food. It's a gut bomb junk food.
Well, that's a junk food. Pizza's a junk food.
Yeah, how do you define junk food? Yeah. Pizza. Is pizza junk food? No.
Yeah,
is it?
I think it can be.
I think of junk food as like being a snack.
Oh, okay.
I do too. So then if we're going to go that way, then I would say probably Doritos or Ruffles.
Well, to me, fries are, but, I mean, that's a good thing. But, I mean, maybe that's just...
Yeah, you're right, Raj. I think junk food is really more just not
something
the...
Something that's not your normal, you know...
Yes, yeah, not okay. your normal meal.
I don't have cheddar fries normally.
That's right. It's not something that you just know it sits heavy on you.
Oh, my gosh, does it ever.
Did you guys see about... Ryan Clark getting fired yesterday. Did you see that?
Yeah. Middle of his show.
Do you believe it is for what he said?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
That was said to me once on this show.
What's that?
I never played the game. So I wouldn't know.
Oh, yes. That's right. It sure did. You think that's what it was, Roger?
I think that was the last straw.
That's everything. That's what they're saying. That's everything you see
Okay, has he done it before, Christian?
He's had, like, multiple issues throughout the years on ESPN, and he's had to come out and apologize for maybe things that he said to somebody and stuff like that.
Maybe they've done that. They fired me a long time ago. Yeah,
so he comes off maybe a little, they're Shane Beamer from South Carolina, so he comes off a little arrogant?
Maybe so.
Yeah. Yeah, that was so the one where they pulled him off halfway through the show, was that during the broadcast where he said?
No, they were taping it.
Okay, that's what I said. It was a tape broadcast. Mm-hmm.
But they still aired it, and then they also clipped what he said on the show and posted it on ESPN.
So they actually pushed it out, the narrative. They wanted to share what he had done, right?
I don't think he said that yesterday. It was weeks ago that incident
happened.
Yeah,
it wasn't yesterday.
Yeah, it was weeks ago that incident happened.
Yeah, but it's been out there, though.
It was after a game, wasn't it, Christian?
Maybe so. It may have been that long ago.
I think it was after the Cowboys lost to the Giants.
When he said that. Is that when they pulled him off the show way back then?
No. They pulled him off the show yesterday.
Okay, so that
Which
was
their
lie,
cuts
yesterday.
Are coming today, I think.
Which is, what is it?
ESPN's going to have some cuts, and the NFL Network's going to have cuts.
Why would you take him off during the middle? I mean, what's this?
Just let him finish the show.
I was about to say, what's the purpose in that? That's trying to be a little, unless you're trying to make some kind of point. Where did he play his ball, by the way? I'm blank. Was he Patriots?
In professional, he played for Washington and Pittsburgh, most notably. Maybe some other teams.
Okay. Someone says, I think he said he thought the Cowboys were Super Bowl contenders.
I think he was propping this Cowboys up yesterday.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I love it. Someone says here, it's a Middleton Eaton Air text line, 661-1037. We still love the thin-skinned comic, even if he does do classify himself as a DEI hire.
Whatever it takes.
Someone said, I would define junk food as food with little or no nutritional value. That's one way of looking at it.
Yeah. You know, even though you look at all the whatever's on the back of those little Ritz crackers. There's nothing bad about it. I mean,
did I not, Randy and Craig, buy some Ritz crackers?
Did you really buy those little things?
Because of Roger's influence.
He sure did.
Regular Ritz crackers?
Well, they're so good.
They're sitting in the room.
They are so good, though. Roger got me hooked on them.
Do you buy the little packages of them?
I don't know. And that's another brilliant thing. So I don't know if Ritz is doing that. Instead of having the long roll.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they have six or ten in a package.
Which is brilliant. Why have to waste... Have to turn the thing up and tie it up every time.
Yes.
Here's another way.
You just eat the long thing. That's the problem.
There you go. Someone said the whole box of Ritz crackers I ate yesterday might be considered junk food.
I get the baked. The baked ones are just so freaking.
Someone says here, I love the jalapeno popper Chester's Cheetos. Oh, yeah. Can I tell you, there's so many bags of chips out there now. Oh. You go into it's overwhelming. I mean, I'm the old school. Give me a bag of Lay's and some Fritos. And
you can only just eat one.
There's 9,000 different bags, Roger, if you went in a family market buying some gas.
Listen, Funyuns, Doritos. I tell you, if I ever want to just, if you got a cut in your mouth or on your lip or whatever, eat some of those salt and vinegar chips. They're so good, but they will expose any cut you may have around your mouth. It's horrible.
That is true. Someone said yes. Bobby Crockett did pass away.
Oh wow!
Yesterday.
I was going to mention yesterday.
I mean, was it? No, was it? No, just did pass away. It was okay. Not yesterday. I was going to make one point, too, about Vanderbilt and South Carolina. To show you what Clark Lee, the coach there, you know, he starts off, guys, his first year, he's 2-10.
Who was their quarterback last year, Randy?
Prego.
They start off 2021, 2-10. The next year, 5-7. Okay, make it. Goes back to 2-10 again, and you're thinking, this guy's not going to make it. 2-10, 5-7, 2-10. But he goes 7-6, and I think it's Prego's. Bobby, his first year, and then they come back and they go 10-3 last year. I mean, it's a remarkable success story, and we'll see if Clark Lee can match it again.
They got a 5-star out of Georgia or something.
Yeah, they did. They got the number one quarterback. Yeah,
quarterback.
I mean, it's pretty darn impressive. And now, right next to us, we have the Auburn Network. So we'll have Alex Golis. What did you say? Your wife said, Trey.
It's funny.
She's taking up for her hubby, man. She's watching. By the way, we need to have some AI shaft there, Raj. We haven't heard that today.
We don't get
it. You don't have to hear it every day.
No, yes, you know, listen, people have always said whenever Trey's
the West Sands show, Beach.
What an asset you are to our show.
That's exactly.
thank you, Raj.
I'll tell you, people now love to hear it.
You love to hear it.
People can even, Randy, people can even say it. They can repeat it better than I can. We'll see if Roger can find that today.
I mean, I could repeat it right now.
We want the natural response. Now, listen to this, Randy and Trey, Raj. Auburn, last year, 5-7. The year before, 2024, 5-7. The year before that, 6-7. The year before that under Brian Harsin, 5-7. The year before that under Brian Harsin, 6-7. The last year of Gus Malzahn, 6-5. So their win total has been, since 2020, 6-6-5-6-5-5.
When was the last year they won more than six games?
That was 2019. I mean, think about that. Now, Auburn, you know, they've won a national championship. That was, what year, 2004? They were in the national championship 2013. So you know that they are losing their minds at Auburn.
I think what is crazy about Auburn and their football program is that they have two former head coaches living in Auburn right now.
Yeah, Gene Chizik
and Gus Malzahn.
Gene Chizik was on with us yesterday and mentioned that. And, of course, you know, they both, people appreciate them. They, you know, one of them won a national championship, and the other was the offensive
took
coordinator.
Took him to a national title game.
And then
game.
Gus took him to it, really had a chance to win that one.
And there are some that after they hired Harsin and then Freeze, they're like, why did we not just stick with Gus?
I know.
Where does Coach Hatfield live?
Fayetteville.
He's in Northwest Arkansas.
Northwest Arkansas.
And Houston now.
And Houston's up that way.
Houston's up there.
He's back up there now?
I believe
and
so.
And she has it's a fantastic view of the North Sea and the West Sands Beach. I hope you enjoy my interview with her coming up here in a matter of minutes.
Boom.
Even Double R loves it. That is the one.
Boom.
See, you know, on our show, Trey.
Rumor has it that's where Elon got the idea.
Yeah. You know who I interviewed? You know where I was in the studio recording that part of it, but where the interview came from was from the RNA World Golf Museum in St. Andrews, Scotland.
Listen, you just are a proper speaker, dude. We don't, you know, when you're sitting there talking about
I'm not proper.
Well, Randy, yes, you are. You just
Randy.
Said from St. Andrews.
Well, it's St. Andrews, but yeah.
It is. I'll never forget it, Double R. I'm driving down. It's pitch black dark on the way to Conway to that golf tournament, the women's golf tournament.
Yeah.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning, and or 5:30, 5:45. And
Eastern time or Central time?
I hear that, and I tell Roger.
She has a fantastic view of the North Sea and the West Sands Beach. I hope you enjoy my interview with her coming up here in a matter of minutes.
And immediately called me and asked me,
I told Roger.
I said, you know what?
Did you hear that? You got to go back. And I said, I think, unless I just was making it up, I said, you got to go back and listen to Trey. Yep. It just sounded really interesting.
I was trying to stretch to make sure I got into the 30 minutes of the show.
You did very well.
And of course, Roger, what did Rick said the last week, Randy? He said, you guys keep everything, don't you? Of course, Roger punched up his, what is it?
It's a little ziggity.
Ziggity diggity.
Ziggity diggity. Exactly. And we got
now listen, mister.
We got that one, of course. We got him singing. Did you know?
Well, sometimes y'all pull stuff from other shows, too.
We do.
And play that. There it is. I'm surprised they haven't pulled the Prego yet.
Here we go. Listen. Come on, Rick. Do it. Come on, Rick.
Ding-a-ding-a-ding-dong-ding-blue-moon.
Thank you, Chase. Chase says, Trey, you're the epitome of proper, but you're also quick-witted and ask good questions.
That's
I appreciate that.
You know what? Yeah.
Thank
That's
you.
Exactly right. No, but listen, if we didn't love you, nobody would catch
well,
you.
Oh, I know. I know.
Shut up.
that was the other day when people were taking shots at Van Horn doing our segment.
I mean, if you can't laugh at yourself, come on.
Of course, Double R, you know, we've got plenty of Double R clips.
Oh,
in the system.
Yeah. Let's go.
We've got
what do we got? Is there a page of Double R?
I started saying you can do a whole page.
There should be more.
There's a page of all of us. Roger has a page. I've got a page. We've got plenty.
There's so much on it. Some of it cannot be played on here, Randy.
One of our favorites, Randy, you've heard is our esteemed general manager and Bill Vickery, who we had on the show yesterday, going toe to toe. You've heard that one, right?
No, I haven't.
Oh my God, you've never heard that one, Randy.
Listen, I may have to find that.
I don't know where this one comes from, Randy.
I'm not gay.
Well, nobody says you are. I mean, agreed. I think we all agree.
You've got some
amazing ones in here, bro.
Yeah, Roger.
I mean, one we play every single day is always my favorite because we get a phone call from you. A lot of people think it's on tape, but you call me every morning.
What's that bulge in his pocket?
That's exactly right.
And I remember when you said that, Randy, that we were at Nashville. It was SEC Media Days in Nashville, and you were talking about Les Miles. I don't know what you were talking about, but when I heard it, yeah, but I'm telling you, you need to hear. If you've ever heard me on the show, I'll start up by going, "Whoa!"
Oh, you've got to hear that.
That was the first time I'd ever really done it, and it was too. And it got everybody. It got Acre fired up because Acre was back. Because Bill was talking the little trash to him, and it was a classic. Man, we'll play that when we come back. If we can find it, that is. Yeah. There's old Tom Murphy. I thought it was nice too yesterday that the commissioner did recognize Bob Holt again.
Miss Nate Allen, but recognized Bob Holt again.
Yeah. You know, Nate had not been here for a while.
And that's maybe why.
Maybe that's why. Yeah, I can't remember.
Been many years.
What's up, Tom? Good to see you, buddy. All right, we'll come back if you want to be part of the show. 661-1037 is the number. Don't go away. It's 647, Randy.
There you go.
Thank you.
TV.
Here for Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry. When you're shopping for an engagement ring, experience matters. And at Jones & Son, you're shopping with one of the largest selections of engagement rings in Central Arkansas. They carry the biggest, most trusted brands in the jewelry industry along with their exclusive Jones & Son Couture Collection. These Jones & Son branded engagement rings deliver exceptional quality at a fraction of the price. Every ring is fully customizable, and their expert jewelers can modify any design to perfectly match your vision. And as a direct diamond importer, Jones & Son brings in their own diamonds, cutting out the middleman and passing the savings directly on to you. Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry is proudly located at 1121 Rodney Parham Road, serving Central Arkansas for over 40 years. The same trusted location, the same phone number. Finding the perfect piece of jewelry doesn't have to be overwhelming. At Jones & Son, you'll find the right diamond for every occasion. Visit Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry today or shop online at jonesandson.com.
Mike Rowe here with another random fact. Those cracks on your walls aren't just cosmetic. They could mean your home is sinking. Whether it's drywall cracks, exterior cracks, or sticking doors or windows, do yourself a favor. Call Groundworks. I spent some time working with these guys, and they're the real deal. Their people are trained and certified to stabilize your foundation. Schedule a free inspection with Groundworks, the foundation and waterproofing experts.
Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for details.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. The Norwegians are a rather cheeky bunch.
They claim Sweden has one thing Norway doesn't have. Good neighbors. Their incredible soccer uniforms, which are their country's flag, the infectious rowing cheer, and the inestimable superstar Erling Haaland have captivated the world. And you just have to know that it is killing the Swedes to watch their overlooked neighbors take a bow on the biggest stage of them all. If you see any Norwegians this week, bring them to Doubleby's. Actually, if you see any non-Norwegians, bring them to Doubleby's too. Because who wouldn't love the deliciousness and deals you find at Doubleby's? Doubleby's. It's where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Doubleby's.
This July is America's 250th birthday, y'all, and Low T Center is celebrating 250 years of freedom with a 250 for 250 deal. All month long, all the guys out there who start testosterone therapy and stay with it for 90 days, we're going to put $250 back in your pocket. Low T Center's raising the T of American patriots from sea to shining sea. Come celebrate 250 years of America with Low T Center's 250 for 250 deal, because bringing back the energy and vitality of your youth is worth celebrating. Go to fixmylowt.com. Right now to book a free T-test. That's fixmylowt.com.
Hi, folks. It's Chris Zender here at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you're in the market for a new Dodge Chrysler Jeep or Ram, we hope you give us a chance to earn your business. Here's some things to consider. Fletcher Dodge has been family-owned dealer here in Sherwood for over 25 years. We know how to take care of our customers to keep them coming back. Every Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram dealer pays the same price for their vehicles. It's the dealer that makes the difference. We'll give you the best deal up front. No haggling, no arguing. We make it easy to buy a new vehicle, and we'll pay you more for your trade-in. Compare our deal to anybody's, and you'll buy from us. Come see us today for the deal of a lifetime on new Dodge Chrysler Jeep or Ram. At Frank Fletcher Dodge, you always get the best price, the lowest finance rate, and more for your trade. And we promise you a hassle-free buying experience. We want to be your dealer for life. Shop Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood before you buy anywhere else. Just tell us what you're looking for, and we'll make you a deal. Come see us in person at Fletcher Dodge on Warden Road in Sherwood, or shop online at FletcherDeals.com.
Tune in each week for I Did Not See That Coming in The Zone. Every Tuesday, Justin and Phil discuss those stories that cause you to raise an eyebrow. I Did Not See That Coming is presented by Moe's Southwest Grill with the $9.99 lunch special, where you'll get a junior burrito, chips, queso, and a drink for only $9.99 in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Benton, and Conway.
Hey, everybody, this is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, and I love hanging out with Paz and the boys on The Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
They drew first blood, not me. They drew first blood.
All right, 6:53 Central Time, 7:53 here in Tampa, Florida, where the SEC Media Days is happening. If we could hit the open there, Christian, for our liner, for our sponsors, to acknowledge them, that would be terrific.
Coverage of the 2026 SEC Media Days from Tampa, Florida is presented by First Security Bank and brought to you in part by Kaufman by Design West, Blockman Auctions, UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Arkansas Scholarship Lottery, and Bet Saracen.
All right, today you've got the first half of the day, Kirby Smart and Alex Golish, the new coach at Auburn. And then this afternoon, Clark Lee of Vandy and Shane Beamer from South Carolina. The Razorback group contingent should be coming in this afternoon, right, Trey? I think it's
Wednesday afternoon.
Oh, it's golly. I keep thinking it's today's Wednesday.
Not halfway through yet.
Tuesday.
Yeah, that's right. Wow. So anyway, they will be here on the air with us on Thursday morning. Also, don't forget, we've got the Moses Moody, Steph Curry golf tournament this Friday. And so it's Greg McElroy right there. So Roger will be at the golf course on Friday at Maumelle. No trivia for you tonight, Roger. Is that correct?
That
I want to make sure get that up.
That's absolutely fact.
Rick Schaefer will be with us here in just a few minutes. Did you find any of those clips there, Christian? I want to give you a chance to respond.
Let's see what this one is.
I was just curious. When you made mention of the fact that Jermaine Taylor was not obstinate, did you mean that he refused to change his mind in the face of factual discrepancies, or did you mean surly? Or because obstinate actually is defined as someone that sticks to the and refuses to change their mind or see another's point of view. I didn't know where that was going, so I'm just hoping to kind of.
Did you seriously just call me to make this? Did you seriously just call me to say this? Is this really what you want to call about, or did you have something of substance?
No, I mean, but I mean, when you
did you have something of substance, or is this all you got?
When you said,
is this it? Okay, good. Thanks, Bill.
So that was the follow-up to that was, I don't know how long after the original blow-up. That's like a 1 on the scale of 10.
Oh, the original was.
Yeah, what happened. Roger, I mean, Randy, I can't believe you hadn't heard that one. There's a Tony Barnhart right there, one of the great journalists covering SEC football for many, many years. Someone says here, did you guys get, is Ryan Silverfield, is he the guy doing Strength and Honor? No, that's our Morning Mayhem doing Strength and Honor. That comes from Gladiator. Now, Randy, you know what that is, right?
I've heard of it.
If I go Strength and Honor?
Strength and Honor.
Strength and
I've
Honor.
Heard of it.
Randy.
I'm not going to make anything that Roger can turn into
what are you
soundbite.
What are you, Randy?
Oh, Roger, I didn't say that to you.
Yes, you do. You know I love you.
I love you, Roger.
Listen, I say I respect you. I love you.
661-1037. Somebody says here, what would you guys consider a good season for Silverfield in year one?
Bowl games.
With the schedule. Wow.
9-3.
So five wins.
6.
9-3. That's only.
What'd you say, Christian?
I said, we're not going to have a good season then, I don't
Mm-mm.
think.
Mm-mm. You said bowl game.
Well, a good season.
Oh, wait, do you think we're going to get that?
No.
Oh, okay. You're just saying that would be a good
season. That
would
be a good season. Okay. I thought that was your question.
Yeah, well, the question is,
if that's a good season, what's your expectation?
What do you think?
My expectation is maybe four or five wins.
Yeah, so you get North Alabama and you get Tulsa. You're hoping so. Those are two. Where are you going to get your other two? Which ones are they?
Whew.
You're not playing Mississippi State. You got Vandy. You got Tennessee.
Maybe South Carolina Fayetteville.
Yeah,
that could be three. And then, maybe Vanderbilt.
Three or four.
Yeah, Vanderbilt.
Maybe I'm going to four.
Is the freshman going to play for? Is he going to start for Vanderbilt?
I think he'll start.
I think the backup from Tapavia last year, or Prego, as Randy says, is going to be the starter of game one.
Okay. Yeah, it's hard to find a lot of slots when you see Georgia, Utah, Texas, LSU.
Slots? You meaning wins?
Wins. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's just hardly anywhere to go on that.
There aren't any. And Tennessee and Heupel's on a hot seat in Knoxville what he's making.
They got to win.
Would you rather have your AD stepping down because in the last 5 years you won national championships in football and basketball?
All right.
They're not taking those away. They're going to still hang banners.
We'll have Rick Schaefer tell us about Jim Lindsay, the greatness that he was one of the all-time great Razorbacks. As Houston Nutt said, that's what a Razorback's all about.
Exactly
this guy like
right.
Jim Lindsay. All right, don't go away. We got Double R here live and Trey Schaap in the morning. Part of their 14-hour day here at SEC Media Day.
Rocking and rolling, guys.
Don't
guys
go away. Rick
it.
Schaefer, John Daly up next.
This is Larry Culpepper, the inventor of the college football playoff. When I'm in Arkansas, I always listen to 103.7 The Buzz. Ice cold, Dr. Pepper, help!
We all know how busy our lives can be these days and how important our time and convenience is as well. Edwards Food Giant knows that too. So that's why they're inviting you to take advantage of their Heat and Eat meal solutions items in their deli department.